Hey, this is Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by, just say your name and your title.
Sure, I'm Jane Rabinovitz. I'm Director of Dance Programming at the Kennedy Center.
And we're speaking because we're approaching National Dance Day, but explain how it's not just one day, it's going to be 3 days of free events at the Kennedy Center.
Yeah, so for anyone who's celebrated National Dance Day with us in the past, you're used to a big festival celebration on the Saturday. And this year, we're expanding that to Thursday, Friday, and Saturday celebrations, evenings on Thursday and Friday, and then all day on Saturday, like you're used to.
Great. Now, let's take it one by one, you know, one day at a time, just for the purposes of my editing. So kicking it off Thursday, September 16th, what are some of the cool events that are going on at the Kennedy Center on Thursday, the first day?
Yeah, so on Thursday the 16th, we will do an evening celebration, starting with two DJs who will be joining us spinning different dance tunes. So just come hang out with your families, your friends, and dance with us on the Reach Plaza until the sun goes down. And then when the sun goes down around 7:30, 7:45, we will start screening of three short films. Two of them are from the Washington Ballet, DC's professional ballet company. And then after those two short ballet films, we actually have the world premiere of a dance film called Rhythm Is Our Business, which is by a local choreographer named Quinn Johnson and her company, which is called Soul Defined. It's a tap dance film that explores the stories of some of the founding women of American tap dance and sort of takes us through tap dance history, but it's super fun film. I just saw the final cut yesterday and it'll be its world premiere.
Great. Well, sounds like a lot of great stuff on the first day. How about day two, Friday, September 17th? How are you celebrating National Dance Day on the second day?
Yeah, on Friday night, we will be, again, celebrating in the evening only. So starting around 5:30, we'll have DJ Rita Burns with us. Again, just playing spinning a series of different dance tunes so people can warm up, get excited for National Dance Day. And then starting at 6, we have a big main stage production on our Reach Plaza stage that runs all the way until 8:30 with a series of different acts that are all local to the DMV. We've got young performers with Paula Brown's Brown Ballerina Project, students from the Washington School of Ballet, some adult performers with Sound Expressed Dance Company, and everyone will have an opportunity to learn the official National Dance Day routine. This year, we'll have Bailey Munoz, who's a previous winner from So You Think You Can Dance, who will be coming and teaching us the official routine. So after you've watched some amazing performances, we really expect everyone to get up on their feet and join us to learn that routine.
See, you're not just watching. You can get up out of your seat and participate. Love it. All right, cool. Well, so those, as you mentioned, those first 2 days are sort of evening because, you know, they're work nights or week nights. You got to get out of work and then go over. But it all builds to Saturday and an all day lineup. And of course, that makes sense because Saturday is the actual National Dance Day, the official day on the 18th. So what are some of the, I mean, I'm looking at the lineup. There's a ton of stuff for Saturday, but what are some of the highlights?
Yeah, so Saturday really is the most interactive day. So be sure to wear sneakers and comfy clothes you can sweat in. We start at 10 a.m. with a family yoga class that's meant for parents and kids to take together at 10 a.m. on our lawn, at the Reach Lawn. And then we go straight into four interactive dance classes in a wide variety of dance styles. All the teaching artists are from the DMV, and these are curated in collaboration with Dance Place, another dance organization in DC. So you can try Cuban social dance forms with DC Casineros. You can learn contemporary dance with Qing Dance Company, a Chinese contemporary dance company. We're going to be doing some gumboot and African dance with Taratibu Youth Association. And other awesome dance styles. The fourth one is escaping me at the moment. So if you'd like to explore inside the Kennedy Center's campus, you can get a timed entry pass to see Ben Levine's production of Lens. And this piece is like a interactive installation where you're viewing dance through the use of different technologies. So you travel around to different rooms with a small group And in one space, you're viewing dancers through binoculars. And in one space, you're having a virtual reality experience. In one space, you see projection of dance. And in the last one, you actually use infrared goggles to view a dance. So a very unique and different opportunity to experience dance in a different way. But that's what National Dance Day is all about, seeing and experiencing dance in for everything that it is, and hopefully exposing you to dance forms you've never experienced before.
Definitely. Now, why was it important to make this all free? You know, I mean, the Kennedy Center is such a, you know, I mean, that's part of its mission to share arts and culture, and in this case, dance. But why was it important to make all these days free?
Yeah. When National Dance Day was founded by American Dance Movement and Congresswoman Eleanor Holmes Norton, the whole point of National Dance Day is that we really believe dance is for everyone and everybody. You don't need to have any dance experience to love National Dance Day, to get up and try dance on, to watch a dance performance, to cheer on your friends who are performing as part of National Dance Day. So really, these performances and experiences are free because we don't want there to be any barriers. We want everyone to come out to the Kennedy Center, dance with us, watch some amazing dance, and catch the bug for why dance is really for everyone.
I love it. And you mentioned that Eleanor Holmes Norton helped found it. What year did it actually start?
It started...
I mean, I think we're in the 12th year now, so I'm trying to do my math.
That is right. I know. It is the 12th year. I think it's 2010. Is that right? Would that make sense? Yes.
Yeah.
2010 was the first year. So this is the 12th iteration.
Awesome. Now, was it all virtual last year, I'm assuming?
Yeah, last year we were thrilled to actually be able to do any sort of National Dance Day, but it was all virtual last year with dance classes from all 8 wards of DC. And that's really another thing for National Dance Day is it's such a fun opportunity for the Kennedy Center to present local artists who are doing amazing dance work in all parts of our city and all parts of our region. And so it's always been a goal of ours to highlight and celebrate local artists as part of the day.
Awesome. Well, I'm sure excited to be back in person this year as well. I guess sort of in closing, what's the latest with, you know, COVID policy? So if our listeners want to show up, what's the latest? Is it proof of vaccine, negative test, all that stuff?
Yeah, so the vast majority of National Dance Day celebrations will be outside on the Kennedy Center's plaza. So we do recommend that patrons bring masks, but masks are technically optional outside at the center, and no one will be checking vaccination status outside. If you do go inside into the Kennedy Center, even just to use the restroom or get a drink of water, we require masks indoors. And if you do want to attend that installation piece called Lens, which takes place, the event takes place indoors, you will need to provide proof of vaccination or a negative PCR test taken within the last 72 hours.
Great. So lots of stuff you can do outdoors if that's your comfort level. And then, you know, and then she just said all the ways to if you want to do the indoor stuff. And again, head over to Kennedy-Center.org and you can find all the details on the COVID stuff and everything else. Anything else we should know before we run? You know, how exciting are you? How exciting is it that, you know, you're back in person?
Yeah. National Dance Day is honestly my favorite day of the year every year. We treat it sort of like the kickoff of the dance season. I'll have my t-shirt and sneakers on, and I just hope to see everybody out there, and I hope to dance with you all.
Awesome. Again, everyone, it's Thursday through Saturday, National Dance Day festivities at the Kennedy Center, inside and outside, the reach and all over that big sprawling campus now. Hey, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks, Jason.
All right, talk to you later.